Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Let's highlight. That seems like the first thing we want to do.
Yes.
So, found.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Who? Oh, sorry. Will. Who does found have the highest HX with?
It's tied with Eliza and Ricara. So I'm going to go with Ricara, because I don't think we're going to get to do this very often.
Let's go with weird.
All right.
Since you went weird last time.
Do you have a preference?
Nope.
Sharp.
All right. Weird and sharp.
Duncan, who does Ricara have?
Eliza. Which stole my hover tank.
That's a good note.
Well, see if I give you hard then. How about...
Don't do hot.
That's twice.
Weird.
Okay.
You're weird. Kind of weird. Okay, that's fine.
It's okay.
It.
You'd be weird twice.
Hard.
Weird's always fun.
I want to see you bust somebody's ass today.
What?
You might need to.
I busted somebody's ass last time.
Yeah, but, I'm going to actually make it interesting.
Can't be doing ass-busting all the time.
Occasionally we need a strong male lead that busts ass.
And then what about absinthe?
Does absinthe really need to be re-highlighted? Not anything at all.
Yeah, she's cool and sharp now. I mean, I don't think she's made a roll since then.
That's fine. What about twice? Or Yanni, what do you have?
Caitlin, you tell me a thing.
Okay.
I would prefer not to be hot because I found out halfway through the session I don't actually use hot because I'm easy to trust. I use cool instead.
Wow, really?
Let's highlight cool then.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay. And other than that, I'm not particular.
And twice has gone into the maelstrom? Oh, yeah, we've seen twice go into the maelstrom. You don't use hot.
That's true.
Eep.
Are you hard at all?
I wouldn't mind being sharp. I'm not. I'm zero hard.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, you know. Ooh. That's interesting. Let's do hard and see what happens. Let's see who you run into in the swamp.
Or more like who I run over.
Because it's your island.
And then
you could be big fucker. Let's just see how that turns out.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
What about Eliza? Who does she have?
Duncan. Or absinthe.
Let's see you be hot some more.
Okay. And unlike twice, cool is not Eliza's strong point. Anything but will be fine.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because you don't roll that.
Right.
You have some sort of...
One of mine rolls hot, one rolls cool,
yeah.
And neither of the twain shall meet.
So we can just do... you know what? Let's give you weird.
Okay.
Why not? You are a savvy hit after all. Let's talk about boop.
Ricara, definitely.
How about sharp?
That's like a thing you do, right?
Yeah.
What do you want for the second one?
You know, I'd like to be hot.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea. You might need that today. Sharp and hot actually seems like a good idea for you. And what about Big Fucker?
For Big Fucker, I believe it's absinthe.
Fuck.
Make all these last time.
Last time, I believe I was
sharp and cool,
yeah.
Well, then, gotta be weird some more.
Right.
Oh, I like that. Weird and hard.
Sweet.
Even though Big Fucker is not very weird.
No, but it's
he's always interesting on weird.
Well, yeah.
Big Fucker is itchy, yeah. And that's the point. Big Fucker's weird is good. We're lighting candles, yada yada, etc., etc.
Do you think I could have one of your sheets of blank legal paper?
Of course.
There's also some blank non-legal paper right here that has coffee stains
on it.
It's
illegal.
It's not the same size as this paper, though. It won't fit nicely with my moves.
I'm afraid I don't have any legal paper. All of my paper is illegal.
All right. So, I think that the key here... I believe we're going to have to do beginning of session moves for both Ricara and Thal today. All right. So, why don't we do that? Ricara, do you want to go first?
Sure.
You remember, you are rolling hard, which means you mark.
That's true. I'm gonna ding. 10.
Working out.
Skullhead is just that cool. So, on 10, I have surplus. Period.
Surplus and no want. I think that's
actually. Yeah, I actually rolled a 13 for the record.
Yeah.
But,
you can't advance that move. Sorry.
Back up to 7 barter.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good to be king.
It is.
Found. Fortunes.
All right.
Don't blow it.
Oh.
Oh.
9.
Gosh.
Well, 9.
Plus and 1 want.
It's true.
Do you get to pick the want or do I?
You get to pick the want. From hunger, disease, or desperation?
Ooh. I'm going to pile on disease.
Good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I will do wealth. I don't know what that number means, but it's a 10.
I think you... Okay. Then you get surplus in the wand.
Can I have a wand if I want it?
No. You already have disease, don't worry.
I want 3 disease.
Man,
it doesn't actually stack.
If I got 3 disease, I think it should stack.
No, I would just...
The corpses might be stacking up.
Man, I got 5 barter. I'm getting 5.
I don't know, what is he going to do, 7 barter?
I already spent 10.
You did. It's like, I want to throw away money, I can't keep getting it.
Well, maybe that's the problem with the poverty. I just keep getting money for some reason.
Boo. Mm-hmm. So, so you get back in and you... And so 2 Tumtum's guys are there. Let's give them... Let's give them names, because this seems like a thing that we ought to do. Amy and Roof.
Amy and Roof.
Yeah.
Like Roofies?
Just Roof. R-U-F-B. They're just 2 of Tumtum's foot soldiers. And, they are, kind of shot up. Well, one of them's been stabbed. Roof's been stabbed. Amy's been shot. What do you do?
Well, I'm getting back to my tent. What do I see?
Okay. So Roof and Amy are there. They've been sort of dumped into empty cots. I assume you have more than one bed.
Yes.
They've been dumped into empty cots. Who did we decide was the one that you were pulling worms out of? Who isn't dead yet?
Did we give them a name?
We may not have.
I think we discussed not yet.
No, I don't think we did, yeah. So that bed with... It was a woman, right? The one that you were pulling worms out of was a woman?
I thought it was a man.
Man, okay. So he's been... His cut has been, like, jammed up against the wall, and Roof and Amy are laid out. They've managed to bleed all over some of your, you know, nice bed sheets, but that's not an unusual thing. And then there's a box of supplies on the ground that's worth 1 stock of angel stuff.
Okay.
You know, some chill stabs, instant blood, some, you know, synth skin, that sort of thing.
Go ahead. Which one is more injured? Looking.
Amy's been shot up, so she's actually pretty badly injured.
Where's she been shot?
She's taken... It looks like she was wearing some sort of protective clothing. She's taking one right in the meat of her right thigh.
Okay.
And then she's taking another one in the shoulder. And it looks like there's some blood on her shirt. Like, you can't really tell. It doesn't look like there's a bullet hole there.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna start getting to work on Amy. And when you go into your infirmary and dedicate yourself to working on a person, say what you're trying for until the MC. The MC tells you, sure, no problem, but, and then 1 to 4 of the following.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to fix her that meat shot wound.
Yeah. It could be a broken femur there. Yeah. That'd be real bad. What are the 1 to 4 things that I need?
It's a long list.
You're gonna need... So why don't you actually... Do you want to evaluate Amy at all? Roof at all?
Yeah, I think so.
So Roof has been stabbed in the back.
Okay.
It looks like he wasn't wearing armor when it happened, and at least one of his lungs has collapsed.
Okay.
That's probably pretty bad. You don't want the whole chest cavity to fill up.
Yeah.
So basically the problem is going to be... In order to stabilize both of them, you're going to need Mox and Shigusa.
Okay.
And, it's going to cost you, man.
What's it going to cost me?
At least 2 stock.
Okay, well, I have 2 stock. What a patient needs.
Okay.
Alright.
So, one of Mox or Shigusa is around, the other one isn't. Which one's... Who's around?
Mox.
Mox is around. Hold on a second. Boxer.
Mm-hmm.
Shigusa's boyfriend, Boxer, he's still here, right?
Yeah, she's probably tending to him.
Actually, so Shigusa's here then, and Mox is not.
Well, Shigusa could just be completely occupied, too. Mox could be there, and Shigusa could just be useless.
Well, okay. Then you're going to have to make a difficult decision. Or convince Shigusa to leave Boxer's side for a bit and help you out. Mox is pulling worms out of the other guy, and... A bunch of Tum-Tum's men just came by and dumped these 2 guys here, and I didn't know what to do. They're both hurt pretty bad.
Okay, have you taken history?
They're not really talking much.
Okay, have you inspected them yet?
Yeah, Roof, that guy's been stabbed, and the girl, I don't know her name, she's been shot in a few different places.
Okay, which places? Obviously the leg.
Leg, the shoulder, and looks like maybe some cracked ribs and bruising on the left side. Consistent with gunshot wearing body armor.
Okay.
Did I do good?
Yes, you did good. I'm going to need you to... Okay. I need you to start on... Roof, that's clearly not as bad. I'm going to start on this one. What is your name?
She is unconscious. You recognize Amy, but she's unconscious.
Okay.
She's a thicker built woman, early 20s, fairly tall and broad, you know, for a woman.
So, like, good henchman build?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. She looks like she'd almost hold her own in a fight.
Okay.
So, probably not with a gun.
Okay.
It's hard to hold her own in a fight with a gun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in that case, I'm going to, I am going to start, I'm gonna start, let's inspect that wound, I guess. Now, I roll weird for healing touch.
Oh, so you're gonna try healing touch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so,
I haven't tried it yet, that's all. That's the only reason why.
Yes, that is a weird move. So, you're gonna, I think you actually have used it once on, Boxer, but, go ahead and roll.
Oh, I did then.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Use it if you want.
Yeah, actually, let's do that. Let's do it. It doesn't go well.
What weird do you have?
Minus one.
Awesome. It's worse than you thought. Like, you open your brain a little bit and you go in there. You put your hands on his leg, and it is bad in there. It's not the femoral artery, but there's another major artery that's severed, and the femur is shattered.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's actually going to cost you 3 stock to put it back together. And it's so bad, you just can't even get your... Like, her mind is fighting you so much when you even try to get close to her that you can't actually get in there to do any repairs that way. You're gonna have to basically just put her back together the old-fashioned way with rods and bolts and...
Okay.
And stitches and, you know...
Ew.
Flesh mesh and all the other goodies that you have in here.
Okay, well...
Now, if you just wanted to do Amy, it would cost you 2 stock. But a roof with that nasty, sucking chest wound... that could be real bad. You let that go. What do you do? And you really got to get both of these people
yeah,
stabilized as much as possible.
I'm going to try to persuade Shigisa to help. If that's feasible, even.
Oh, so Tum Tum comes in here and he expects you to fix his guys that just... Boxer is still very badly hurt. He needs attention. And Tum Tum didn't give you enough supplies to patch his guys up.
Oh, I wasn't aware that Boxer was a more important human being than these other 2 random human beings.
They work for Tum Tum.
Yeah, but you know what? They're bleeding out and they're caught. Come on, girl.
Look. What is this going to benefit you? He's messing with you. He wants you to fix these guys up, and you're going to be in debt to him.
Maybe we'll get free stuff.
Yeah, you'll get free stuff, and then there'll be another... You'll get 2 more boxes, and then there'll be 3 people you have to patch up next time.
So, I thought you liked patching people up.
I do, I just...
It's fun.
Do you want to roll a studio super manipulate now? Okay.
Oh, 11.
Okay, and Mark?
Oh, just kidding, 9.
Okay. Need some concrete assurance right now. Look, promise me you will stand up to Tum Tum the next time he comes in here and decides to tell you that you need to be his little bitch.
I promise, but right now there are, you know, lovely henchmen bleeding out everywhere and we need to fix them. Boxer's already been pretty much stabilized. I wouldn't be asking you to do this if I didn't think that he'd be okay.
Alright.
There's a cushion over there if it'd help.
That's what I'm gonna do now.
Yeah. Fine. You're right.
Boom.
It is certainly something I enjoy. Let's go to work. Who do you want me to look at? Mox, what are you doing?
What is Mox doing?
Mox is sort of like she's got like a box of supplies, and she's just kind of looking back and forth between the two.
Mox, Toldy Roof. Alrighty, come on, go.
Cover the wound, relieve the pressure. Alright.
And she's like,
okay, so what do you do when someone's lungs are filling with fluid?
It's not the lungs filling with fluid right now. It's that actually there's air in the chest cavity. It's plastic.
Oh, okay, I see.
So it's exactly what she said. She's just your mind. Just covering.
I misunderstood.
She pulls out a patch of flesh mesh. Of synth skin. Puts it over the wound, and then she takes a big old syringe. And she like stops. She's like, I can do it.
Oh, God. How many times have you stabbed things in this office?
It's usually me. It's usually by accident. Fine.
How many times have I taught you how to do this?
And we won't go into any detail. I'm sorry about that. So she does the thing, and then we move back to the where the action is. So you and Shigusa are standing over this.
By the way, I'm adding to my weird just so I'm not handicapped.
All right.
That's what I just do in my level.
That's
weird
fine.
Zero.
Yeah.
Upgrade.
Okay.
Almost normal.
Completely shattered, isn't it?
Completely shattered.
I'm gonna have to put a rod in there.
Tumtum's men, was Tumtum with them?
No. God, if he had been here, I would have just taken Boxer and laughed. He gives me the total heebie-jeebies.
Did they say what happened?
Fuck no. Their men have been fighting. The scuttlebutt is that Tumtum has been making a bit of a power play lately, and his men have been pushing the boundaries of his holdings a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's Tumtum, a bit of a turf battle.
Tumtum man came up to me and bribed me with so many supplies earlier. It was so great. I kind of like half lied to him and said we'd get him some, you know, help with, you know, like, power and stuff. I'm not really gonna do it, but, you know, stuff.
You promised me you're not gonna be his bitch.
I'm not gonna be his bitch.
Alright. Well, so, but the thing is, there's the real turf war. It's between Norval and Sadiq.
Oh, yeah.
Ryze is staying out of it, because he's not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Tumtum sees an opportunity. So I think we're going to see a little bit more of this in the future. Unless maybe you could talk to Rikara.
What am I supposed to do? I could talk to Rikara, and Rikara's already done some stuff for me. But
alright, well, look, our job is to patch people up. Let's do it. We're going to need a rod, we're going to need some bolts, we're going to need a whole bunch of flesh mesh. Do we even have the supplies for this?
Kind of. It's going to take up a lot of stuff.
How much we got?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm fine. I have some stock.
Oh, okay. You didn't use some up before? Okay, whatever.
I used one stock up, so I have six stock right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have six total.
So, and then you go to work. Are you gonna spend the all three that you're gonna need to patch up?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. You're down to three.
Come here, you get good health. Good care.
Yeah. And that goes reasonably well. They're both in there recovering. Is there anything on Boo's agenda?
Right now, I guess I would like to, the moment one of those two gains consciousness, you know, it's probably going to be a while from now, I'm going to need to ask them what's going on with Tumtum. Just, you know, try to get some information here. Nothing too hardcore. Yeah.
All right. Sure. I think that's reasonable. Let's just jump ahead to that evening when you were Shigusa's gone back to working on to watching over Boxer. Mox has gone off for the evening with her husband, and then. Is it Mox and her husband that have both have sexual, or is it her brother that have both have sexual?
I think it's a brother.
Brother, oh yeah. So she's off with her brother doing God knows what, yeah. And Ruth comes around a little bit.
Hey, champ, how you doing?
I got stabbed.
Yeah, get stabbed in the back. Not metaphorically, you actually got stabbed in the back.
I know, I can feel it.
Sometimes it feels like you've been literally stabbed in the back and you've been metaphorically stabbed in the back.
You're hurting me worse right now by talking to me.
I know.
Do you think you could just let me sleep for a bit?
No, actually, I don't think I can. I need to find out why you're showing up and bloodying up my tent without any warning.
You're the doctor, right?
Yeah, but
there's not like another doctor.
I you care about that, situations. Right?
And well, I really appreciate moving back together. Friends,
so,
yeah. Oh man, my head hurts. What did you give me?
Nothing.
That's why it hurts.
Well, I could, but first I thought we could talk about
easier to
what's going on with Tum Tum and why are, you getting stabbed in the back and your friend here, why is she getting shot at?
Friendly disagreement.
Backstabbing, we get back to backstabbing.
Well, friendly disagreement from behind.
That sounds like slang for gay sex.
No. That would be friendly agreement from behind.
Depends on who it's with.
You're really doing this to me right now.
I have a cat that I can let play in your wounds.
I don't believe you.
I pull out a cat that I can let play in his wounds. I'm just gonna leave Tycho on his chest.
Kitty. Gonna scratch his cat bottom in the ears. Look. Tum Tum does what Tum Tum does. And I get fed. And my kids eat. And that's good enough for me. If occasionally it means I get, involved in a friendly disagreement or two.
From behind.
Then, I guess that just comes with the job, right?
Mm-hmm. No. What is this friendly disagreement about? I'm not gonna rat you out. I'm cool.
You're reading a person. You've walked right into it. You have to roll.
Eight.
All right, you don't have to ask right away. What did you say? What was the friendly disagreement about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just say the ownership of some land came into question.
How can I get your character to go into more detail?
Hurt him? Yeah. You might have to torture this guy. Just a little bit.
Promise to do a little harm.
Uh,
What kind of a... which land is in question? Which territory, you know?
You know, you're the doctor, right? You're not like a lawyer or a bureaucrat or somebody who works in, you know, whatever the hell, Ricara's office of land management, deeds, that sort of thing, right? Am I getting this right? Because I didn't think I was.
At this point, I'm just going to lean forward just a little bit. Put a little bit of my weight on his thing while I'm, you know, applying pressure to his wound, and I'm just going to apply a little extra pressure to any surface wounds there. You know, just, you know, I'm not stabbing him with a thing. I'm just being really uncomfortable when he has a horror in his back wound. I may not be, you know, I'm not a lawyer, or, you know, I'm not a member of the bureaucracy, but I'm a very curious person. I like to know what's going on, and I especially like to know when it ends up taking up my stock, when I could be using that stock on people with, you know, infections, kids who need their wisdom teeth removed, you know, stuff like that. I don't need Tum Tum's men showing up with knife wounds. I'm sorry, friendly disagreement wounds.
I think that's going to become a meme.
Just want to know what's going on. Hmm?
Well, you should ask Tum Tum then.
Gonna apply a little more pressure.
Like he grabs Tico tightly to the point where the cat actually cries out in pain. Says, "I wouldn't do that if I were you." Tum Tum wouldn't like it very much. And neither would this little kitty.
Really? Are you threatening a kitten because you're too much of a pussy to tell me about... You always think I'm going to rat on you?
Are you a psychologist too? Is that what you're doing to me?
No, I'm asking you a really simple question. I just spent half of my stock fixing you and your friend. You could at least repay the favor by not being a douche in my tent.
You had to use that up, too.
Yeah. By the way, douche is very good for repairing lungs.
I'll make you...
Stop squeezing the kitten.
I'll make you... He relaxes his grip a little bit. See you? He says, "I'll make you a deal. You let me sleep, and your little friend here lives."
I'll make you a deal.
Yeah.
You look down at the cat. You tell me what territory, what, you know, physical or metaphorical, the dispute involves, and I might give you some narcotics. Oh. I bet you'd like some narcotics.
I don't think I'm in enough pain to need those narcotics right now. I think
you will
mind.
Be in an hour or two when, you know, your body starts to realize it has a huge hole in it and you start coming out of shock. I'm trying to manipulate
him. I think you're actually gonna have to, like, hurt him.
Okay.
Are you willing to do that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. I have no
clue. Describe how you hurt him.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go to sleep. Give me a kitty. Take kitty. On the floor. And you know what?
Thank
closes his eyes, he leans back. I think... I'm going to say he's probably pretty weak in this state, right?
He's clearly not, like, yeah, super tough or anything like that.
He has broken ribs, doesn't he?
He's been stabbed through the back, so he is...
Or was it Amy who had broken
ribs? Amy had broken ribs. He's actually bruised up in a couple other places, but he's got a wound, where somebody went through all of the layers of tissue through his back into his, all the muscle, all the tendons, into his thoracic cavity. So, he's got a pretty good gash on his back. Probably goes between a couple of ribs.
How do I access that? He's going to sleep.
A good swift blow to that. I'm looking
to the other side.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to think of something that would.
You just stab in some part he doesn't need.
You could probably get him in the solar plexus with an elbow.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of what would be physically awkward for me.
That's true.
He's sort of on his side.
Oh.
Yeah, you could get it.
He's on the side. I'm just going to stick his fingers in there. My fingers in there.
Your fingers or his fingers?
My fingers. That would be pretty funny.
It's like a pretzel.
So you jam your fingers in it like goes the synth skin gives way under your fingers and you slip them between the stitches into the gaping wound.
Yeah, that's my intention. Yeah. Shut up. Okay, do I have your attention now? Okay. I'm just kind of like tickling him on the inside. Okay, you're going to tell me what's going on. Let's start with some names.
And now you can roll your seducer manipulate.
Yes.
Circumstantial ones.
Unless you want to do this as a go aggro, you have that option.
I just going to seduce and manipulate. I don't want to do real damage to him. I'm a doctor.
I didn't think so. Did I wake everybody up?
8.
Rather.
He needs some concrete assurance right now. I think it's this.
I think it's the tickling.
I'll tell you. You're crazy.
I am.
Oh. The fingers.
Name first.
I'm Roof.
No, not your name. I know your name. Dispute. Who stabbed you in the back, hon?
One of Norval's men.
What's Norval's man's name?
I don't know the guy.
Okay.
It wasn't that friendly of a dispute.
Okay. Why did he stab you in the back?
Me and some of the guys were drinking in a bar that's on his territory. Norval's territory. We're trying to kind of make a little show. We weren't causing any trouble. Just, you know, being there.
I'm taking my fingers out of it. Good puppy. I'm gonna use a chill stab on him or
okay.
Whatever will make him feel better.
That's all I want.
I'm gonna wipe my fingers off on his uniform.
That's all I wanted.
There you go.
Yeah, no, we're messing with normal. Sometimes orders. Just to see how he'd react. Just to see if he's too distracted with Sadiq right now to, you know, for the most part they were, but one of his men was drinking there and took offense.
Well,
this is,
like you didn't know that we have this whole doctor-patient confidentiality thing, and like you just told me he's not going to leave this room.
I don't care anymore.
You can go to sleep.
Oh, that's so good.
Thank you for letting me tickle your ribs.
Oh, that's so good.
Okay.
And then he passes out. Did you mark for that?
Okay. Okay, so I've got to figure out. I've got to do some calm shit down, man. I'm a doctor, not a bureaucrat.
The funny thing
can't
about
I just
this
do my job?
Is Shigusa the whole time? And when he was screaming, he just kind of looks over.
Shigusa's probably used to be doing this to people.
Yeah, you've interrogated people in here before.
Yeah, he's used to me
but
doing that.
I really wanted to see that on camera. I'm sorry I was yelling. I thought that was necessary at the time. Thank you. So, was there something you wanted to do? Either of you? Then found.
I wanted to talk to Marvel.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, you wanted.
I don't think it'll be long. And
oh sure. So are you going to go to his place and find him?
Yeah, yeah. Drag Two Barter along with me. And I'm also planning on trying to adopt an accent for Twice. I make no promises it'll be any good.
That's fine.
or that I'll remember. So.
Come in.
Hey, Twice. You know, I'm heading out to.
You're Twice.
Norval. Sorry. Anyway, you know, I'm heading out to Sunktown.
He is. He's actually eating right now.
Mm-hmm.
You catch him, he's got a big plate of food out in front of him. It's the good stuff. It's this perks to being a warlord.
Sure.
Didn't I tell you to get lost and get me two barter that you owe me a goddamn location?
Bonk. On the table.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Where did you get that?
Well, interesting you should ask. Rikara wants everybody to be happy. And including in that is looking up on you and looking up on Sadiq. And I think this might be a perfect opportunity for you.
How do you mean?
Well,
make it quick, because to be honest with you, right now Sadiq has Ricard's favor, which means if you're doing jobs for the big boss man, you're not doing jobs for me.
Well, but he is looking supposedly out for your interests too. If I can report back that Sadiq is doing something that infringes you.
Come here, honey. Come sit on Papa's lap for a moment.
I'll snuggle up real good.
Let me tell you how things actually work around here. And he grabs you by the back of the head. He grabs your hair. Sis. Rikara rules Skullhead. Okay?
I guess I can't nod my head very easily.
We swear loyalty to him. Our men swear loyalty to us. As far as I know, you're one of my men. Women. Am I incorrect about that?
Honey, you're my favorite fief lord, and always will be. But
I think you're gonna need to stay cool. Because he's a large, scary man, and he's clearly not
so
happy
this
with you
acting,
right now.
Acting under fire?
You're
or
acting under fire to be cool.
Okay.
And not, and to be able to sweet talk it, basically. And the fire is
He knows. The fire is. You show that you're dead. You show that you're afraid of him.
Okay.
Because you really should be.
I was really hoping to seduce her slash me.
You may have an opportunity to do that too. That's
eight.
Eight.
So flinch, hesitate, or stall. Give me a worse outcome, a hard bargain, or an ugly choice.
You can either show your fear or have him believe you, but not both.
I think he's gonna believe me.
So you flinch.
Yeah.
So he knows you're afraid of him. So, are you a warlord?
No.
And who is your loyalty to?
You.
Good.
If it wasn't, would I have told you that I'm going to be reporting to Rakara? That strikes me as the dumbest thing ever. Did you not hear me when I said this was an opportunity for us?
Gonna need something from you then. Something else. You're busy doing this. You're not busy working for me.
Well,
so I need information from you. Two bard is a good start. But,
how about I keep an eye on Sadiq for you?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. You find out where he's gonna make his move. I hear surveillance is the thing you do.
It's true.
Don't fuck it up this time.
Try not to.
Now, what did you want? He sort of tosses you aside, and you sort of go stumbling.
Oh, that was all I wanted, honey. Didn't have to be so rough. I'm kidding, I like it rough.
You don't, and I know it. That's why I had to be rough. People need to know their place around here. People don't know their place. That's when there's problems.
Do you have that GPS-er?
Oh.
Ostensibly, that's what the two barters for, right?
He snaps his fingers and tells one of his dudes who are just sitting in the corner, just go get her the thing. And count that. Make sure it's all there. We're gonna need that. There's a war coming.
That's it. Get the GPS and go.
Yeah. You did mark for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I think you took off right away, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Okay, so three is with Eliza.
Sounds right.
She's puttering around. So if you want to go find her, you can find her there.
That was where I would look first.
Sounds good. All right. So three is... let's actually start the scene. So, I saw little Kel today.
Mm-hmm. Not puttering around with his mind anymore, are you?
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, he's cute, but not very smart. I want to make him smarter.
Well,
and I want him to notice me, because he doesn't notice me.
Not the expert on people. but you fuck with someone too hard, they're not gonna take it right. But if you become friends, when he find out,
how would he find out?
I don't know. You'll tell him, or someone else will tell him, or you let it slip somehow, or
You wouldn't tell him, would you?
No, I wouldn't. But when you do shit like that, it has ways of coming out. I mean, you talk to people in our heads, right? And usually, you've got a pretty good grasp on that. But sometimes I think out loud. And you do too. And sometimes I hear things that you just think you're saying in your head. You say it out loud. And if you're spending a lot of time with this guy, it's only a matter of time until you let something slip. And then he's like, oh wait, so I didn't really think of that? You made me think of that? Then you fucked the whole thing up.
No, because I could just erase that.
People are not computers.
No, not computers. They're like people.
You know, everybody's gotta have
some
learnings.
Computers are hard. Like you're so good with machines. It's weird. Like you can make them do what you want. Like I can't do that. Like I'm okay with machines, but you're the way you work with machines. That's kind of how I can work with people. Mm-hmm. You know, you tell them what you want, and you make them do the things that you want.
But if you tell them out loud instead of making them just think it works better in the long run.
It's not true.
It is. It's like a machine. If you just program a machine to say it's perfect.
Here, let me show you. And then she says to you, tell me I can do whatever I want to kill.
You'll regret it later, but go for it.
And then in your mind, tell me I won't regret it. And you say, you won't regret it. See? Doesn't that work better?
If you don't mind being blind almost immediately, yes. The problem is already you're going to regret doing that. If you ever do that again, I'm going to disown you forever.
I'm sorry, Mom. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry.
People's minds are...
The fountain's coming.
We'll talk about this more later. Especially
she doesn't say that out loud. You hear that in your head. The fountain's coming. And she says, okay. I'm sorry.
Don't... with him.
Oh God, no, that... No. No. Not since that day in the machine. No. He's... Yeah.
But... Someday, Kettle will notice. And then you'll regret it.
How am I supposed to... And then Fawn walks in.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything, ladies.
Father?
Nothing important.
Oh, great. Just the young lady I was looking to see.
And to give you an idea of what Three looks like now, she's not... I mean, she's got the sort of the beauty of youth, but that's all she has going for her. She's actually sort of gawky and sort of pencil-shaped and has... that sort of like dirty blonde kind of...
But she's a blonde, but she's got dirt hair.
No, it's dirty blonde with dirt in it. I agree. So like, it's kind of that just sort of scraggly,
wavy, like Joker's hair in The Dark Knight.
Yeah, but a little longer than that. Not as greasy.
Not quite dreads, but in dark light,
it's
you might
proto dreads.
It's. I sort of see her as being sort of like this, like... She's not quite what I would call church plain. I went to school in the Midwest, so there's this sort of... When you think of, like, just a tall, gawky, sort of Midwestern-y girl, you know? Like, she's a farmer's daughter.
You don't look at her and think, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, she's wearing, like, an old blue dress that kind of goes down to, like, it's a little too, it's a little too small for her, but it fits her fine around the body, like, it should be, like, ankle length, but it comes up, to, like, down to, right, like, below her knee, and it's, like, all, it's patched, and it's, like, this light blue, and it's not fetching at all, you know, and it's dirty. She's got, like, dirt, and, like, because she works with hydroponics all day, and, you know, so she's, like... Father?
Yes. I was looking to see you in my office. I need to speak with you. It's rather urgent.
I have... sure, I guess.
Wonderful. I'll see you later, Eliza.
Okay, I'm still working on your thing.
Wonderful. Good.
So, shall we go?
What is it? What did you want from me? Is there some important thing that I need to do for you?
Well, yes. Have you eaten today yet?
Yeah. I had some some carrots and some fruit from up top where we grow the food.
But are you full?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Not many people these days can say that.
Well, I mean, I grow the food. I mean, I'm not greedy. That's a sin.
It's true. I need to be more direct, Three. I frankly don't have the time not to be. I'm going into exile. Tonight.
What do you... I don't understand.
It pains me, but I have uncovered a plot by Big Fucker to discredit and kill me. And so I need...
You're lying. Why are you lying to me?
Three. If I could make this not true...
No, I can see it. Father, you never lie. Why would you lie?
I lie because this is of the utmost importance. I'm on a mission from God.
I know. Just tell me the truth. What does he want?
He needs me to not be here. I need to leave.
I don't understand. You're what holds this whole island together.
I was what holds this whole island together. But I need to do something which I will not survive. Eliza won't understand.
What?
It's okay, my child. Because I'm going to leave someone in charge who is very capable. The only person who I can trust. You don't need to worry anymore. Sunk Town, though it does not have God at it.
Are you okay, Father?
Yes.
There's something. There's.
Yes. There's the Lord speaking to me.
Oh God, I see the eye. I see the eye.
It's okay. Do not fear him, child.
Is that how you see him?
God is all powerful. Come to see him that way as well. He is the Lord. He does not coddle children.
She screams and turns to run. What do you do?
I'm going to seize her by force. Oh.
All right!
That's a bad one. It's cocked.
No.
I thought a cleric cocked.
That's a two. What is that total?
That's six.
That's actually gonna be Goagro anyway, because you can't seize by force unless someone is willing to fight back.
Oh, I see.
So you are, I assume the thing that you want her to do is to stop.
Yeah, I attempt to place myself in front of the door.
You do. You totally place yourself in front of the door, and she lashes out with her mind. And she screams because she comes in contact with whatever it is that is shielding you. So you only take one harm, psychic armor piercing.
That was a foolish thing to do, girl.
I was scared.
It's all right to be scared.
You're scaring me. And she's backing up down the hall. You've heard the scream.
Okay. I'm not too happy about that. I think I might come investigate.
Three, I need you to be brave. These are frightening times, and you are the only person I can count on.
Why is that? What's going on here? I heard screams.
It's true. We had a moment together with the Lord, and Three was frightened.
Can I read a situation here?
Yes! Yes, do that. Do that thing.
That's gonna be a 9. Yep.
Would you like to ask a question now? Yeah, you guys ask your question now. So ask the question now.
What should I be on the lookout for?
Who are you asking that of?
The situation?
That should you be on the lookout for. Do you have a good answer for that? From you? Is it something that wouldn't be obvious?
I am clearly trying to corral a frightened young woman into my office.
Yeah, so that's also obvious.
Okay.
What you should be on the lookout for is you probably weren't the only one to hear that scream. That's all.
Okay. No, that's enough.
Yep. In fact, there's a keening sound. Do you remember the tuning fork? Yeah. There's that sort of that keening in your mind, and it's starting out very faint.
Did she scream psychically as well as?
She's starting to scream psychically now.
How far out would that go?
That's a good question. I think... Ooh, that's interesting.
Would I hear her, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, let's do that. Why not? So a few other people are probably going to show up shortly.
You could be there right now.
I could, actually. You could spend my hold.
Oh.
But, I want to have that thing on the... I want to deal with the boat, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think you may have already left.
Yeah, no, I have, a while ago.
Okay. So you hear in your mind, you hear the distant scream, but you're already too far out. We'll do this simultaneously. You hear the scream, you're not that far out. So... Time out. What do?
What kind of boat do we have?
It's a little speedboat.
I killed the engine.
Okay. Dogcat's like, what are you doing?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Screaming.
He looks at Bill. Bill's like, we need to go.
That's three.
Three? Who gives a fuck? We're on a mission from God.
Who gives a fuck? Excuse me? It's my daughter.
He pulls the engine thing. He starts up. He starts the motor again.
Whoa!
We're getting out of here.
Whoa! Wait!
You heard what? You know. We have to go. Found orders.
Why are you so twitchy?
You actually read him, and
I know why he is. I'm just.
Look, it's important. Fallon's orders. We're going. What do you do?
I'm looking at his one arm, which pulling is, on the engine. Doghead. Why were you gonna kill Mill?
Mill, what? And Doghead panics.
Now,
goes to his gun. She goes to her gun.
Okay. I was assuming that he didn't have his gun on him because his arm was occupied with a thing. That's why.
Well, he's going for it.
On his person.
Yeah, and Mill is fumbling around for her weapon as well. What do you do? You're kind of between them.
I think I'd like to, you know, since this is a thing of reaction time, they're both grabbing, he has to let go of something and grab, she has to do something. I have the best, really, situation here. I'm not taken by surprise. I'm just going to grab his one little arm. That's what I'd like to do if I...
Grab the one that's going for the gun?
Yeah. It's his only arm, remember?
Yeah, sure. Is your intention to...
My intention is to twist it around his back.
Gotcha. So, we'll call that a, you know what? This isn't under fire. And the fire is, one or both of them gets to their weapon before you can grab him and put him in a submission hold, because you can clearly overpower him.
That's a six.
So he's quick for a little guy. He comes out and him and Bill both pull their weapon and they're in a sort of a Mexican standoff with each other on the boat. Bound orders.
So you're just gonna kill our only medic?
We've got Eliza. And Bill's like,
how much shit can we put on Eliza? Do you know how much shit Eliza does? Do you know how lit Eliza is up? No. I don't care if you have a gun. That lady works hard.
I am on a mission from God. I am not backing down. Mill? I'm sorry. What do you do?
You know what?
You've been hard.
He's got a gun. Yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna just try to knock his hand in the other direction, away from.
So you're seizing by force.
Yeah.
To do that thing.
Push so that if he does fire,
and
not only am I shoving him, but I'm shoving him away where if he fires, it's not gonna hit him. Okay. All right. Let's try this.
I don't think my Gen Con dice like you.
Well, you can't fail.
Ten.
One of those dice is two.
Well, which one should I pick? I frighten him. I suffer a little harm and I take death in a hold.
You do? Okay. So here's what happens. Mill actually shoots you,
mm-hmm.
but only wings you.
Yeah.
So you take one harm. You do one harm to him. So let's say you seize Devin and hold of him and dislocate his shoulder. So he has no working arms now. He drops the weapon. And I would say that is sufficient to frighten, dismay, or something. Something is something. Mill. You knew.
Whoa! I wasn't sure.
She's still got the. She it hasn't registered that she actually shot you. She's still got the gun trained on him.
Right. First off, I wasn't completely sure. I was only mostly sure, like 95% sure. And also, if I did something back there, they would have kicked our asses, both of our asses. There's just a lot of people back there. I mean, and like, look at him. He's just like, he's got like a little one-armed little doofus. I mean, this was the easier choice. Come on.
He's about to have no arms.
I don't want him to bleed out on them both.
Throw him in the water.
That's actually a good choice. Do you want to throw him in the water? I mean, he's kind of pathetic. I mean, you know, he's always been kind of a jerk, but I don't think he's...
tried to kill me.
Alright. It's your choice, I understand.
Double tap. Help me with him.
Okay.
And they just roll him out of the boat.
Can we look through his pockets?
Oh yeah.
First.
No. I mean, you've got the giant pile of barter in the back of the boat. It's he's got some trade. He's got a little bit of jingle in his pockets, but you know, a couple of buttons, some
waste not one.
Yeah. An eyeless alligator comes up out of the thing and just drags him under. I shot you. Oh my god, I shot you.
Oh god,
I'm sorry.
Shot. It's okay.
We'll fix you.
I appreciate
that. Get back to Sunktown. Can I use this to buy medicine? Because we really need some medicine.
I'm not sure what we're gonna do. Because I'm pretty sure we just killed someone.
Well.
Like, and dumped him. But you know what? They don't know that. For all they know, he gets like lost at Skullhead, or you know, like goes partying, whatever cult people do.
So are we gonna go to Skullhead buy medicine?
Yeah, let's go to Skullhead buy medicine, bring it back, be big damn heroes.
All right, so you were but three.
Fuck, I forgot with the shooting. fuck. Okay.
Oh. Okay. Here's the thing. So you can go on to Skullhead. You can go back to Sunktown. She is gonna need some muscle if she's gonna go to Skullhead and buy the stuff.
Mel?
Sunktown really needs that medicine.
I'm gonna see if I can. I'm gonna see if I can get in touch with someone. You watch the boat and the universe for a second. Right. I'm gonna open my mind.
Alright.
Mind openings! All right. It's a 7.
Okay. You go into the grinding of the celestial gears, and everything is shaking more than normal. When you look back to towards Sunktown, there is that sort of that crack and the fragments and shards. There's just like this massive tornado coming up from Sunktown. It's the worst you've ever seen it. It actually looks like some of the crystal spheres are actually starting to crack as well.
Okay.
Above that. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. If you had to pick between 3 and Newton.
3.
Okay. That's all. Yeah, it's all you get. I mean, you're not seeing a whole lot of detail other than that. Do you want to stay? Is there something you want to do?
I was gonna see if I can. I don't know. The opening of my mind.
Be more like a radio than a walkie-talkie.
Yeah. Would there be a way for me to get in touch with her in any way, or?
Hey, kid.
Norman.
So here's an interesting thing. There's actually a vague outline in front of you of a figure wearing a git mask. It looks a lot like the guy you killed. Who killed your wife.
Yeah. Not Norman. Well, Norman didn't kill my...
No, I mean, like, yeah, like...
Yeah.
In fact, it looks disturbingly like that guy.
Well, I'm sure I've seen Norman in this state before.
No.
Really?
No, you haven't.
Okay.
You've never seen Norman.
Okay.
Or have you? I mean, okay, that's fine. Don't you say you have?
I mean, like, all the times I talk to him, I've talked to him in the Maelstrom before.
Oh, you have? Have you actually talked to him face to face?
I assumed I was when I was in the Maelstrom.
Okay, that's fine.
We're wearing a mask. Because, well, in the Maelstrom, I wasn't wearing a mask. Remember?
Ah, you're right. Okay. No, that makes sense. I don't want to... Yeah, I won't break the fiction. No, I'll say... But you've never seen his body so clearly before.
Yeah. That'll
be a little disturbing. That kid means a lot to you, doesn't it? Doesn't she?
Yes.
How attached are you to me?
Huh?
How attached are you to me?
Pretty damn attached. Bad to you. You know, it's been a good ride, man. You've been on my face for, what, a decade?
That's true. I told you she needed to get her and get out of there.
I know.
You didn't listen to me.
Maybe it's time to.
Might be too late for that kid.
I could try.
What is it you want? What is it you want to do? I might be able to help you.
I want 3 to be safe.
That's gonna be tricky. It's not like I can show up and do something. I'm just a mask.
That's bullshit.
But I could go. She could hear me.
Oh, I know she can hear you.
She might. You might not, might be hard for me to find my way back. You're talking to Norman. You really should roll weird again.
Yeah.
He's gonna offer you. He's offered you a deal.
Well, I would miss you.
I'd miss you too, kid. Look, it's not like I won't be able to come back. I just don't know.
Well, I'd like you to come back. You know,
I can send a message. It's kind of all I can do. You just tell me what you want said, who you want it said to, and I'll
I'll see what I can do. Certainly won't be hard to find them. They're in the middle of that
thing.
Or you could go back. Might be too late.
Okay. I...
Send me.
Tell three to get out.
Will do, boss. And hey, if I don't see you again... Thanks.
Thank you.
You've been a pal, kid.
You've been a kid, chief.
I don't even understand.
Alright.
And we'll call that a, we'll call that a, that plus one you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you do that. I'll let you help or interfere with a role at a distance. In exchange for Norman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, I, this is not, I'm not guaranteeing you right now that you'll never see Norman again. That's dumb. But, certainly it's not going to be easy.
Right.
Yeah. Alright, so he, you feel... The mask on your face, it gets heavier. It's you can feel the sweat underneath. It's leather.
Mm-hmm.
Or plastic or whatever it's made of. It's just stuff now on your face. Yeah. And you can sort of feel that go.
Mm-hmm.
And you snap back to reality. And Mill says, you were talking to yourself.
Kind of. Not really. It's long.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I guarantee it. Well, no, I'm not fine. But let's... We're going to have to... Come on, let's get this medicine.
So we're going to Skullhead?
We're going to Skullhead.
That's the best news I've heard all day. I'm really sorry about that.
It's okay. I appreciate the sentiment.
And you speed off through the swamp.
I like to think that, you know, at some point in that speeding off, there's just like a little bit of red in our wake. Just from chunks of dog head.
Sure. I like that. So, yeah, there's a keening going on, and it starts out real low, and it's starting to get just a little bit louder. And she's sort of backing up. And is there something either of you want to do at this point?
Yes.
What?
I need going to dialogue. Three. I need you to calm down. If you don't calm down, we will all be damned. I'd like to roll to
move on. Sure. Would you like to help or interfere?
I suspect I want to interfere, but I didn't actually hear what you said.
He said if three, he's telling three to calm down. If you don't, if three doesn't calm down, you're all going to be damned.
Mm-hmm.
We're all eternity or something. So,
I guess we'll see.
Let's seduce, manipulate.
Yep.
Well, that's a number.
I'm allowed to roll that
so far.
Well, can't have everything. How about a 9?
She stops and she's like, I don't understand. Mom, what is he talking about? He's scaring me.
You're both scaring me.
You need to be scared. The fear is good. The reaction is not.
What's going on? I thought you just needed to talk to her.
I do.
What did you tell her that scared her so bad?
I showed her something. I showed her the true face of the Lord.
That's what he calls his penis.
Get out of here.
Is that what Big Fucker says? Or not Big Fucker?
That's Norman's whisper.
Good roll. Eliza.
I'm Eliza.
Your daughter is the only thing that can save us.
I thought it was you that was the only thing that could save us.
Only because I can help your daughter do it.
I just want to grow plants and talk to boys. I don't want to save Sunk Town.
Child, you're an adult now. Well.
What a statement.
Child, you're an adult. Well, I'm supposed to be patronizing. I call you child sometimes, too.
No, father, but...
Listen. Right now, there's one thing I need to tell you. You need to hear it. Because if you don't, things are going to get much worse.
I'm not sure they can get much worse than they are now.
They can, and they will. I promise you, Eliza, things could be much worse.
That's not really the promise I'm looking for.
I know. But times are tough. I wish that I could deliver candy and roses to my people. But that's not the world we live in.
I don't think that'd be very helpful anyway.
Perhaps not. You know what I mean, Eliza, and I know that you're trying to deflect the tension here with your comedic attitude. But this is incredibly serious. Can you help get three to my office? You can listen as well if you like.
Newton and two of your other foot soldiers come around the corner, and he's like, I thought I heard Sis.
Is
what's going on?
Everything's fine.
Yes, Father.
You can leave now. Everything's fine.
Sis is upset.
I know. She should be.
What's going on? Are we getting that medicine?
Yes. I've just sent them out. But I fear they may not return. I don't know what's going to happen to it.
Can I read
a person?
Yeah, you can read a person.
I think you own Norman.
Okay, fair enough. Excuse me.
I'll interfere on principle.
To interfere?
Yes.
Then that is a fail. Five.
Three suddenly cocks her head and she's like, tell my brother what? They work. What did you tell Doghead to do?
That's why I wanted to talk with you. I'm not myself.
Now I'm pretty sure you're you.
I can't. Let's make this a family matter. Come into my office. All three of you.
Three of us?
Newton is your child, is he not?
I thought you sent him away.
He didn't go.
He didn't. Tell me what?
I don't want this to be a public matter. Please.
Okay. Yes, Father? Did he... Chubs and walks in.
Alright.
So we're back. So get the four of you in the room together?
Mm. Apparently.
Yep.
So why is this so important?
I am a wicked man. I have used my power to feed myself, to gorge myself. I've stolen from the people. Look at this! I pull out the desk drawers and I dump 5 more barter on the desk. I've lined my pockets with pilfered, stolen goods. I cannot be trusted here anymore.
3 says to you,
it's not you. It's that thing in your head.
That's the only thing that makes sense. But it is not it.
I think Chris's right.
And the one that is corrupted. I can't be here anymore. I can't help myself. Every day I get up and I think to myself, how? How can I harm these people? Do you know why you're building that piece of shit for me? To keep you occupied. I didn't want you fixing things. I didn't want Mill healing people. I didn't want Rourke watching the streets.
3 says, is that why you wanted Doghead to kill Mill?
Yes.
And Newton says, but Mill was going to get the medicine.
I sent Doghead to kill her and dump the barter.
Dump the barter? Father, I have the worms. Half of your men have the worms. We need that medicine.
I know. And that's why I need to step down.
The hell is wrong with you? And he raises his weapon. What do you do?
I have to read a situation. Or, you know what? A person, I think.
Okay, go ahead.
11. So, what does he wish that I would do?
Make some sense of all of this.
How can I get him to lower his weapon?
I kind of want to interfere with the gun. That is, I want to take the gun from him.
Okay. You gonna seize it by force?
Sure.
Go ahead.
That's a...
Grab a weapon from an armed kid. Now, it is your son.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Woo! 10.
Alright, pick 3.
I'm gonna interfere.
You're going to interfere with me trying to take the weapon away from the guy who you want to stop pointing a weapon at you.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a wicked man.
What did you get on your interfere?
I got a 14.
That can't be fixed. So that brings it down to a what?
8.
So pick, what, 2?
Yep. I take definite hold of it. And I suffer a little harm.
Little harm in this case? You're not wearing any armor, are you?
I don't think so. Nope.
She's got an assault rifle. That's 2 harm, dude. After the not taking harm. You... You know what? He's actually about to shoot. No, you know what? Even better. You try to grab it from him, and it just goes off in his hand, and he shoots you. And, but you wrestle that out of his hands. And he just sort of stands there staring at you like...
I think I'm probably gonna, like, fall down on the floor and, like, send the gun skittering.
Okay.
Three is
looking around like, oh my god. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you lying about this whole thing about...
No, I'm telling them the truth right now.
Okay.
That's why, because three can read my mind. I'm not a fool. Mm-hmm. Lying to her will do nothing.
Three
can sense that I used the influence to interfere with her.
Yes. Three turns you into... Mom, I'm sorry, forgive me just this once. And she reaches into your head.
I will reach back.
I know you will.
Whoa. Freaky Friday? Got it.
So... Well, is that what you want to do?
No!
That's what terrible. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Have you seen that movie?
See, you could seize her by force. but that's about the only way you could do it. I think...
I want to pull her face as close as I can to God's eye.
Can...
She's trying to actually get between you and it and dislodge it. So...
I guess we're wrestling.
I guess you're wrestling, then. This is going to be an... Act under fire. The fire is you're cut off from God.
Can I open my brain to help three and or interfere with found?
Oh Christ, yes. Roll that weird. Do it.
Oh ho ho.
Well, that is an interfere.
That is a 13.
That's an interfere. Oh, I see.
That was just interfere. Okay. But
was that open brain or interfere?
Well, you just call it interfere. Okay. I don't really care much.
Then it's a 12.
Did you advance open your brain with her?
Yes.
Then I think you've opened your brain.
I mean, that was an intent to go into the maelstrom.
Because
three just said, "Forgive me this once."
Hey, read me what advance open your brain does.
On 12 plus, you reach through the world psychic maelstrom to what's beyond it. I envy you finding out. That's not in parentheses.
I know.
That's just him, like, BT dub.
Oh, ah. So... you're in your matrix... Your moment of need, you know, the person you've been following and your daughter, your adopted daughter, are, you know, about to engage in a struggle that might end up in one of them dying or whatever, or something even worse happening potentially. The thing is, how do we say? Oh, It was like in the clouds above. It was like a whirlwind, wasn't it? That was the thing. Because remember
I thought it was like a quite a tornado, but like a column of
a vortex. And because your machine is like a elevator, right? And that vortex is super powerful. But it's actually pulled away some of the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look up, so there's this gaping hole, and the vortex connects to a... Well, first of all, you see the stars for the first time in your life. There are little points of light sort of twinkling beyond there, and there is also a... just the lip, the edge of just a little circle of light, which you assume is the sun. It's too bright to see, but it's like looking in space. There's no sky, so you can see the stars along with it. and the sun is almost too bright to look at, but half eclipsing the sun is a satellite. And that satellite is the source of the vortex. And that satellite is a thing of pure cold malice and hatred, and it is a thing that is so inhuman that it is almost harder to look at than the sun. It is as dark as the sun is bright, and is there, and you can now see tiny little sort of wires or tendrils or whatever sort of descending from it. Some of them are, they look like wires.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are wrapped around your space elevator antenna. It actually looks like it's trying to pull itself onto the top of the space elevator. And some of them descend a little lower and are dangling. And one of them, a thick ropey wire, plugged right into the back of the giant found robot, which is now enormous and scary and glowing with sort of dark energy at this point. And what do we say? Did we say that three looked like in your?
We did, but it's been a while since I replayed it.
What that was. She looks like a robot, sort of like found, but
more robot than normal people.
Yeah, exactly. But how to put it, she's sort of, you know, she's not as solidly built,
mm-hmm.
and she's got wings, and she's like spindly, if that makes sense.
Sure.
And like there's like little arcs of energy sort of jumping from her, and she's reaching out to grab the wire coming out of the back of Found's head. So now, if you'd like to interfere, you're welcome to.
Now that would that be interfere with him? Because you can't help NPCs.
No,
right?
You can't help an NPC.
So
it is simply to interfere with him,
stopping her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That I would absolutely like to do. And a 9. So I am able to help hinder him, but I expose myself to fire. I think I'm distracting him while she gets the job done.
Hmm. You're gonna have to take a little more direct approach. You can help yank that thing out.
Or I could run up and, like, try and hug him so that he can't use his arms to stop her or turn around to stop her.
You could run up and grab one of his arms. And as you do, you feel one of those little tendrils that's hanging down wrap around you. And it's like black fire coursing through you. It's saying things. It's telling you things.
They're hurry!
Things. So, you have an option. I'm going to give you an option that you can, you can roll under fire to protect yourself, or you can attempt to actually go on the offensive here. That's your call. You didn't already roll it, did you? No.
I think that it is. I'm gravely outnumbered. If I go on the defensive, it's not going to be enough. And moreover, Found wants to hurt people.
Okay.
That's all he's filled with these days. So I would like to do that.
Okay. You are seizing by force. And I think you are seizing. But you're really kind of. I think you're seizing your own brain by force. Do it.
Nope.
Oh.
almost worse.
Yeah, you see,
Three.
Pulling this thing, it's writhing like a snake, and it starts to separate, and you can see like wires sort of peeling back, and sparking.
I'm envisioning like individual wires writhing like a Medusa head.
Exactly, and she's just tearing this out of Found's head, and meanwhile, you are starting to get pulled up and away by that tendril that's got you wrapped. I think it really is, what do you do? And that's just the question I have to ask.
How far out is the wire?
You don't see it. That's not your vision. What you feel. That's actually much more important than what you feel. I keep reading, I have to describe this in several different inertial reference frames. No, which causality is completely different. Okay, what you feel is, you hear that keening become louder and louder and louder and louder and louder in your head, and then it's quieter and quieter and quieter and quieter and quieter, and it is as if a bank of fog has rolled in, you just feel whatever it was that was filling you starts to drain out, and there is this look of both terror and triumph on Three's face. So what do you do?
I try to wrap her up. No, that's not my vision. I keep forgetting that. I try... Because right now, we're in a flat, fiery plane.
You're not in the main... You want to go into... Do you want to...
Oh, yes. I assumed I was in mine.
No.
Well, that's
you have to open your brain.
That seems like a thing I really ought to do.
It does seem like a thing you really ought to do.
I assume that was happening.
Yeah, you want to do that.
I think I'll do that.
There's so many people in there already.
Well, that is going to be a 12.
Have you advanced that one?
Yes.
Okay, then. So
Thomas McFucker would like battle. To step in.
So, this is what happens. So in your maelstrom, the clouds are all gone. It is just an empty, featureless plane. No, that's wrong. It's not an empty featureless plane at all. What is it?
Normally the clouds have a fiery tinge to them.
They do.
Is it that they're more gray now and it doesn't feel
well,
like...
Well, no. It's a matter of perspective, actually. It looks a lot like it did before, but I want to say that in this case, I have to do this because it is. Instead of floating, it's more like fog. You can sort of see through it, and what you see is that before it seemed like God filled the whole sky. I mean, you know, even when you saw the eye, it was like that. Now you can see that there's ground like way below you, and there's a pinnacle of rock, and the eye is sitting. We've seen this image before. I'm just bringing it back to that because it's easy.
Yeah, that's fun.
And it's obvious to you that it's a thing in a place as opposed to everywhere. you know what I mean? Does that make sense to you? You're just seeing it in perspective now that you couldn't see before when you were just where it took up your whole world, basically. And there's the fog is the entire fog is lit red with the light coming from it, but between you and it, there is an angel. Its wings outspread, a terrible sword in its hand, and it is, between you and the top of the pinnacle, and you see go like this. And you actually see the eye sort of like
narrow its vision.
Narrow its like shrink as if it's actually like
afraid.
Afraid. Yeah. You see fear.
God doesn't show fear.
I'm telling it like I see it, dude. So meanwhile, you
getting pulled away.
And actually, no. Eliza was the one that showed up as the angel, so I want to retcon that a little bit. Since we're going with Lord of the Rings imagery, she herself is actually a creature of flowing shadow, and the sword is a flaming sword. We'll just do that.
She's a creature of shadow?
Well, yeah. Not Eliza.
Yeah.
Three. And the eye is, you know, she waves her.
Oh, that's a little different.
Sword. Yeah, that is a little different. But it's shadow, it's not fire or cloud. It's a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It clearly a creature of great power, just as Eliza is. Eliza, however, is being drawn towards the eye.
It's a creature of shadow.
Mm-hmm.
With a fiery sword. God seems afraid. Then I am beyond confused. I don't know what anything is right now.
Found.
I'm gonna try to read a situation. I don't know what's going on.
I want to entreat him for help, actually.
Yeah,
found there was a time when I was sure you were good, and I'm sure there still is goodness in you. We came to help you, but now I think I'm the one that needs the help.
Sort of reaching out with one hand as she's sort of pulled towards the thing. Three looks to you, looks to the eye, looks to her, and is doing. I mean, basically, at this point, she's just holding everybody off. At this point, she can't. She it's clear she wants to do something, but she doesn't know what to do. She can't help.
Norman!
Well, no, wait till somebody actually makes a roll. It would be awesome if you had to help Found save Eliza.
Whatever you are, you're... Maybe you're what I've worshipped all my life. But God shows no fear. Get away. Eliza.
Seized by force.
That is a 9. If only I could get a +1!
Okay, Norman.
Well, you know, there are also... Eliza's pretty close, too.
Try and reach out for him. Grab his hand. What would that... No, it's just
history. Yeah, that seems like a reasonable thing to do.
11.
That's a 10.
Norma could help anyway. If you wanted to.
You'd also interfere.
Oh, that's interesting.
Depending on what Norman
does.
Because it's Norman, not Big Fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Then again...
Norman is kind of part of Big Fucker's psyche.
Yeah. Well, at the very least, they're friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he would necessarily interfere here. Yeah. Maybe he doesn't like Eliza.
No. Because he's going to interfere to push you into the eye.
Yeah, boy.
All right.
Roll plus HX. And remember, you get a plus one.
That's a six. And a three.
It's a six.
Yes.
If it's not a number, it's a six.
Okay, six and a three, which makes it an 11 total.
Pick two.
Two from Seized by Force. Well, I will take Definite Hold and inflict terrible harm. Or do I don't want to? No, I don't want to. No, I want to dismay and frighten my enemy and take Definite Hold.
How is Norman interfering?
Norman. They're in the maelstrom. Where Norman is physical.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Okay.
We'll do a little switcheroo.
How much time would you like to take?
All of it.
That's what I thought. So here's what happened. So you and three both wrest Eliza away from it, send her spiraling off, and then A dark, large figure comes at you and hits you, sending you into the eye, which the pupil closes all of the way just as you hit it. That's pretty much it for you at that point.
Seems like.
Yeah. You see... You see three and found both sort of rocket up into the air on jet boots or something.
Go back to this one. Maybe that one. Really anyone but this.
No. They both fire their jump jets and go straight up past you, severing the line that was holding it. And you sort of come spiral, you come sort of spinning back to Earth, and three stops,
mm-hmm.
and Found doesn't, and he's like,
so we don't see Norman here.
No, you don't see Norman here. And he's like, Found looks up at the last second and rams right into the satellite, sending it spinning away from the space needle, trailing a line of debris, and there's just like this massive explosion. You don't feel it. I mean, it's too far away, and you're not in the maelstrom anymore.
It's too bad, because in your world, I totally always pictured Norman as a toaster.
So maybe you see a toaster come spinning up and clink off of the controls for his jets or something like that. It sticks the lever. You're like,
wah!
Boom.
Well.
Well, Thumb had a good death.
Did you just die in the maelstrom?
That's true. I did.
Yeah. So, back in the real world, Black Ichor spouts from Fallon's eyes, nose, and ears, and he just falls back. And three drops her arms and says,
"This is a unique cover."
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I like him.
I think I saved him.
I think he saved himself too.
I think
he
did.
Saved us.
Oh my god, what's gonna happen to Sungtao? Scene. Twice Big Fucker and or Absinthe meeting in the swamp.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would like to have that scene at some point.
Let's do that now, and then that'll be it. And here's the thing. Let me just say Absinthe, Cool Shot,
Cool and Sharp.
So I sort of feel like let me look at my relationship maps and see what sort of the more interesting pairings are here.
I don't think Absinthe and Twice know each other particularly.
It's actually interesting just because Clarion and Imam are rivals.
Mm-hmm.
And Imam is one of Twice's big suppliers, and Clarion is obviously with you guys. That's a potential connection there. It's really one of the few ones that I can.
I previously established way back in season one that before Big Fucker was with Eliza, he knew the girl's Skullhead and in some town, so he could have been a former client of Twice.
Ooh, that's actually a good point.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question would be, Duncan, mm-hmm. would you like to run into one or both of them, and which one?
I'd like to run into. Let's go with both. It'll be more exciting. Well, if I'm choosing one, then the crew from Skullhead.
Okay.
I feel like I've gotten more than enough screen time, so.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do both then, because that's the only thing that really makes sense. So, let me think of how this is gonna shake out, and I need to sort of see. So you are heading towards Skullhead mm-hmm. with the medicine to sell that you've stolen from a shipment that was gonna go to Sunktown. You guys are coming back on a trading mission. You guys are heading to Skullhead to buy medicine.
Yeah.
Well, we're heading to Sunktown, not coming back.
Yeah, you're heading to Sunktown. So actually, it would make more sense for you guys to join up on the way over there. How about in the hole?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what's interesting is, you guys, come out into the hole, sort of coming this way, and the immediate thing that you notice is it is feeling less oppressive today. The hole is not the same, it doesn't have that same sort of, like that massive weight on you quality that it did before. And that's weird. But you see a boat, a small motorboat coming from the direction of Sunktown, and you see a very large man and a slightly smaller woman, although anyone would look smaller in comparison to Big Fucker. And hey, wait, that's Big Fucker. What do you do?
Say, hey, wait, slow down. I see one of my old buddies over there.
Okay, sure, guys,
cut engines.
Hey!
And then you hear guys go, cut engines! Cut engines! Cut engines! Cut engines!
What do we decide what it was like?
White is like a
biker guy.
Okay, so he's like, good engines.
Jovial.
Yes,
Jovial. That was. Yes. I need to write
that. When Peter was a pirate.
Look it up on the internet. It's bad when you say that, and I have the cutaway gag in my head.
I know.
And he says to Clarence, he says, it's one of Absinthe's old buddies from Sunktown, I guess. Right, Sunktown?
Yeah. It's Big Fucker. Hey!
Big Fucker?
Hey, Leatherface! Hey!
Mel! Dude!
Yeah, what is it?
Is that Absinthe?
Holy shit! Absinthe!
I don't remember your name!
It's Mel! You jackass!
Hey, I remember you! You guys should come over here.
We should go over there.
There's a lot of big, kind of scary dudes here.
I'm a big, kind of scary dude.
You are.
Fine with me.
You're a big, kind of, okay.
Hey.
I trust you.
Our medic just shot me in the arm.
Oh.
That's how good a medic she is.
You are a terrible medic.
Just so I could patch him up again.
Ooh, practice.
She says, I'm sorry about that, Bill. There was another guy in the boat. He was trying to kill me, and you know how that is.
That little shit doghead.
Do you remember doghead?
No.
One hand. No. Kryn got him, I think.
Man, we don't talk about Kryn.
Oh. Oh, yeah,
just saying.
So I haven't seen you since the whole, found you.
I can't believe you married him. Does White know that?
Huh? Oh, shit.
you what?
It was a long time ago.
She was totally just trying to get information. She wasn't.
It was work related.
Yeah. Don't
worry. I got hazard pay.
You know, the next time I see Fallon, I'm going to kick that guy's ass.
Please do. I would like
I'm
to kick his ass.
With that.
We should just have a Fallon ass kicking party. I am not happy with Fallon today. Fallon, try to kill this chick.
Well, I can't believe we've been working for him now for, well, I mean, since
3 years?
You know.
Yeah.
What else am I supposed to do, right?
I don't know. I mean, I can't blame you.
Did you marry him? No.
Exactly.
I guess that's why you left.
I can't blame you.
You did the right thing. I should have gotten my ass out of Sunktown a long time ago.
Well, it looks like you're doing the right thing now.
No. We have to get medicine.
You and me, we're going to have to talk about this for a future point. Just so you know.
What?
You marrying Found.
Oh, this is White.
Yeah.
It was not, it was not a real marriage. I'm just
Well, no, clearly it wasn't.
I didn't even think they did. You even
he never said man and wife. Never happened.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever you say. I'm going to go back and talk to Clary. You guys catch up on your old.
Okay. Well, where are you guys at it?
We need medical supplies because someone jacked our medical supplies, so we're gonna get some. I have all this fucking barter. We were given all this.
How much fucking barter do you have?
5 fucking barter. It's a lot of fucking barter.
It's a lot of fucking barter.
Yeah.
We got.
Need a lot of medical supplies.
I mean.
Hey, you got a. What's his name? That's him right there. What's Clarion?
Clarion.
Doesn't he sell shit?
He
does. You guys got any medical supplies?
We have got some medical supplies. I don't know how much he wants to sell them for.
I would.
Sounds like you guys have 5 fucking barter.
Yeah.
Which may be enough.
What are the what are the what do you call those things? The wave runners or the little
ski-doo?
Jet skis, yeah. One of the jet ski guys goes, "We got incoming!" And then a flotilla of skullhead guys. Is this like three boats? I mean, you can't... Well,
they're going to sell stuff.
You can't... Well, not only that, but like, it's Sadiq and a couple of his dudes, along with you and Shazza and Balls, and... Was there anyone else going in that
I don't think
Armada?
So.
Armada? Okay. So I guess it's two boats then. Yeah, but Sadiq's boat is very, very heavily armed and armored.
It's a party.
I'm gonna hop up. Man, the machine gun, just in case.
Easy, killer. Why don't we just...
I'm not killing anyone yet.
Go in the skullhead to sell some stuff there.
Yeah, these guys look scary.
They do. Yeah.
Look, I have to fire first, or not at all.
Whoa.
I want
Hello.
To...
Hello.
Hello.
Boat.
Hello. Sadiq says.
We got company, Sadiq.
This is a trade mission, is it not?
It is. That's my understanding, at least.
And these men are most ostensibly traitors, are they not?
That sounds like traitor.
I know, the vagaries of American English.
We are peaceful traitors.
I know you guys. I know you.
They sort of roll up boat to boat with you guys.
Do you know Twice?
Hmm? I assume Twice would have been the pimp for some of the girls I knew.
Could be.
Stuff. And also just have been in, you know, she runs a lot of business there.
Sure.
I'm going to let you guys sort of take over the scene at this point.
Balls knows somebody here,
oh,
too.
Oh, wait.
Yes. Just waiting for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The question is whether he's going to try and keep a low profile or not.
So tell me a story. You actually said that you didn't leave with particularly hard feelings, right? That was one of the ones you took.
I took...
I traded that to be
that,
with White.
Yeah.
Oh,
I took
so
the good relationship with White.
And Newton.
You asked me who had hard feelings, and I said Newton.
Newton did.
But yeah.
But yeah. So Balls is like... Absinthe!
Oh.
I thought you were dead!
I thought you were taller! Well, what the hell are you doing fiddling around with these tools?
Fuck you! And he jumps onto your boat and you said noogie.
No.
You didn't tell me you had another girl, Balls.
I'm not his girl.
He's not my girl.
Not his girl. And I'm like his girl, if you know what I mean. Pow!
That was an awkward first pump, just as an observer. I am embarrassed for both of you.
Aww.
What are you guys doing out here?
We're heading to Sunktown to sell some shit to those poor fuckers.
Okay, I'm going to Skullhead to buy some shit.
Shazza.
Defraud him for me.
Yeah, I'm not doing the selling, I'm just making sure nothing bad.
Sadiq actually says, so what do you have to say?
Depends on how much of it these guys here buy, but.
I'm buying
hold on.
Barter of medical supplies. We need it for some town.
We could use some medical supplies too. The problem is things have been a little hairy in Skullhead, and our infirmary is a little short. We should probably buy those supplies.
Well, you know, most of our people are fucking dying, so.
Well,
just a smidge of supplies would be great.
What sort of supplies do you have?
Well, we've got some like scent skin. We've got some narco stabs.
And you have a bunch of the worm stuff.
Yeah, we've got the worms.
Perfect. You know, some asshole stole a whole bunch of stuff just like that from us, and you know, that's exactly the kind of stuff we need.
Convenient. I roll.
I'm actually kind of tempted to read a person and see just how sarcastic she is being. Or he is being.
whatever you like.
All right.
I'd like to say that I probably know by now.
Oh boy, that is a 4. No,
I'm pretty sure you just gave yourself Asperger's. That was.
Are you trying to insinuate something?
No, I would never do that to Absinthe. He has always been a 100% above the law type person. Never gotten any kind of trouble, especially not with balls by her side.
I want to read a person. Now I want to read a person. Alright, that's neat. I got this. Hold on. Also, I mark XP. It's an important development because now I'm a driver.
Actually, you want? Can we hold that improvement? Because then that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was just being silly.
Okay.
All right.
Because now, I think we've actually set up a potential scene with you and White. If you're okay with that.
Sure. Which enemy? Wait. Wait, I'm reading a person, not a situation. There we go. What does your character wish I'd do?
Sell me back the things I know you stole from us.
Hey, Clarion.
Yeah?
I know that these Skullhead guys... probably gonna offer you way more money than my old friends from Sunk Town. But do you think maybe we could sell them some? I mean, I don't want them all to die of the worms. Even if I left them all behind to die in that horrible place, I still feel like, you know, I owe them something.
Is this off to the side, or...?
This is me talking to Clarion.
Okay.
Okay. Can City hear you? Or twice?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, Sadiq. Maybe we let them have the worm crap. We don't really need that. And buy the rest of it.
You have a point. But... Sunk Town... being weakened is... strategically advantageous for us.
Whoa.
Especially with Found in control.
Yeah, but if they've got medical supplies, they're going to be happy. And if they're throwing around that kind of barter, maybe they'll have more to buy your wares, and they'll be more likely to do it if they know they ain't got to worry about their eyeballs crawling away.
Hold on a second. I'll get you in a second. Meanwhile, the Clarion's like, barter, dude. I only do one thing, and that's trade. You're asking me to take a haircut on this stuff. So I think both of you are probably gonna... So what did you want
to do? Oh, I was actually trying to interrupt their conversation.
Oh, okay.
Like, in character. I am totally cool with the winking of Found and stuff. I just want it to not involve people dying of worms. I mean, like, I can even tell you shit that's going on. I am happy to betray people for worm medication.
Betrayal, you say?
Tell us... Oh, there you guys go.
Oh, that was all I had.
Oh. You're going to have to convince Clarion that it's a good idea.
Clarion, I gotta help my old buddies. And I know that you don't gotta help my old buddies, but...
I especially don't want to help Found.
Look. No, Big Fucker is... he's legit. He's not gonna help Found. At least, not explicitly. Big Fucker helps... Big Fucker, and you know who else Big Fucker helps?
Actually, no, he doesn't care about Found. I was thinking White, but never mind. I'm sorry. It's. I mean, a little. There's so many characters here.
Yeah.
Give me a moment. That was White speaking then. I definitely don't want to help that. And Connor's like, well... Do you want to... I think you want to make a seducer manipulate here. But you could actually work on White or on Clarion, because if White gives the order, Clarion will do it. But if you could just convince Clarion, that'd be fine too.
Can I assist?
Oh.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
And I'm gonna try and hit on Clarion.
So, okay.
Manipulate! That's a 7. Plus whatever.
7.
8.
Minus 2.
Oh.
That's a 5. I'm so unsexy.
Why did you help
me? Rolling HX.
Wait, you're rolling HX.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'm manipulating.
Sweet! Yeah, that's 7.
Okay. So, I rolled an 8.
Which gives you 9.
Which means,
so it's...
Isn't it 10? Or is it...
No, it only gets plus 1, minus 2.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't actually...
In true apocalypse world fashion.
The inverse of D&D.
Yeah. So... Who are you trying to ply here? White or Clarion?
Clarion.
All right. What is the what sort of concrete assurance, or what are you gonna... What's the concrete thing here?
Clarion, you will... Big fucker? Wait. No. White was the one who was worried about helping Found.
He's a little upset with Found right now.
Can I read Clarion?
Yeah, you can retroactively read Clarion. I suppose that's fair.
Okay.
You should have done that before. Go ahead.
Nah, I can't read Clarion.
Okay.
But
you still, so you need some concrete assurance, and you actually have no idea how to. I'm gonna offer you something.
Okay.
Clarion says, "Look, White, do her a favor, but they don't get anything else, just the worm stuff." And they pay all 5 for it. It's only worth 3.
Look, that's fine with me. Is that cool with you guys?
No. They didn't hear the offer.
Oh, okay.
So you repeat the offer to them. 5 for everything. 5 for the worm stuff. That's it. Sadiq is... Are you gonna...
How much is the other stuff worth?
You could spend 1 for 1 to get stock for Booze Angel Kit.
Actually, I think I have stuff to take to Chris.
You do.
But that is entirely separate from Sadiq's operation.
No. You might even ask about that before you... Before you leave the subtowners, or you might not. Anyways.
We'll see if it comes up.
So,
You okay with getting just the other stuff? I mean...
We don't need the worm stuff. They want it. They're overpaying for it anyway.
Well, hopefully they won't rip you off as bad.
So is it a deal? Clarion says to you.
I'm hostage to you guys. I've essentially... Yeah, it's a deal. I appreciate it, and I know you gotta do what you gotta do, Absinthe. I appreciate it. Anything right now.
Alright, well, you get 5... You get the 3 crates of worm medication, and you hand over your 5 barter. You can go back to Suntown if you like.
I'm gonna sit around for a while and watch what happens.
Okay. So I just want to check one thing over here.
Actually, you know what? I think we go straight back to Suntown.
I think you do too. Alright. Mill says, hey, good to see you again. You should
swing by sometime.
Mm-hmm. We miss you. I understand we got shit going on, but it's nice to see you.
If I can do anything to help, you know. I don't want to really go back there while, you know, stirred up a shitstorm last time, but...
And that was pretty great, but, you know, if you ever feel like coming in and helping me kick some ass, that would be stupendous.
Okay, well...
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make that the next stop after Skullhead.
Cool. All right.
Sadiq seemed happy with his end of the bargain?
Well, could have been better, but that's fine. How much did you buy?
I'm not actually involved in that.
Okay.
That's Sadiq's business. I just want to make sure he's happy.
Sadiq will trade for two or three boxes of medical supplies that are not worm specific stuff you mentioned before, and that's it. That's all of it.
Do you guys want that right now? Like, you gonna take that with you to Sunktown, or should we deliver it somewhere? I mean,
can I trust you? That's the question.
I don't know. You know him, Balls. What do you think? Or you know her, Balls. What do you think?
Keep you by the balls for collateral? Question mark. That's not how collateral works at all.
I mean, Absinthe's trustworthy, but she's not calling the shots.
Yeah.
We should just take it with us.
Yeah, I agree. Sadiq, sorry.
We'll take it now. I'm putting it back with us. No problem.
Okay.
When you get the barter now, you can spend it when you go to Skullhead. Spend it in the market. Go see Brain. He's my man.
What can he give me?
Tech.
Ooh.
And Shaza's like, I have tech.
Shaza, your last tech tried to blow me up, if I recall correctly. For the last time I interacted with your tech.
I'm pretty sure Rain sold Rolf Ball that particular bit of equipment.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I have tech when I can find it.
Well, maybe I'll swing by your tech heap. Take a gander.
I am flattered. It'd be nice to see your face there.
Yeah. So, Sadiq, you think it'd be kosher if we tagged along with Big Fucker and what's her face?
Yep.
We're going back to... No, I know. Twice doesn't know or care.
No. That's Mill says.
Oh.
Mill.
They're headed back to
Sunktown. I've been following them back. They know the way better than we do.
Bandits come or something. Strength in numbers, right?
If you trust them, sure.
I kind of trust Big Fucker.
Alright, then you guys go on ahead. He sees that he's game for it.
Okay.
Alright. And, can we jump to later on that evening, maybe?
Sure.
Is there something else you want? Sorry.
So Big Fucker and what's her face?
Mill.
Yeah.
Mill, she says. Mill. My name is Mill.
Mill.
What was wrong with you?
Too many names to jump.
Mine's easy because I'm big and I'm a fucker.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm looking for a guy, Chris. Do you know if he still hangs out? Supposed to be like almost as tall as Big Fucker, but I don't really know much beyond that.
I am the only person my size around here. I know. Look at
back in Sunktown.
No,
I don't know anyone named Chris.
Okay.
I mean, I could ask around for you.
Alright, got a message from Boo.
The angel?
Yeah.
Ah. Well, what's that about?
Oh, it's for Chris.
Oh, okay.
Is that scene?
Yeah.
So, Absinthe, you and White, you're most of the way to Sunktown at that point. You and White are are curled up in the hold of Clarion's. They've thrown some like just pillows and shit down there and some old blankets and stuff. And he says to you, he says, "So you married Found?"
It was very temporary. We needed information.
I don't like it.
I didn't like it. To be completely honest.
Oh, this keeps me out.
Well, I mean, you do realize that I've slept with other men, right?
Well, yeah, but that's... I mean, I've slept with plenty of women. But doesn't mean anything.
Well, in this case, neither did that particular marriage.
So, it doesn't, you know, just doesn't sit right with me.
I'm sorry. How can I make it up to you?
Oh, I can think of a way. Come here.
Okay.
You play stupid.
And are you taking a new playbook?
Yes.
Then roll cool. Because you have a sex move that did just trigger.
Oh. I see. I see.
You're pretty good at cool, though, aren't you?
Roll plus cool. Well, I rolled an 9.
Read the whole
which movie. Means, alright, if you and another character have sex, roll plus cool. On a 10 plus, it's cool, no big deal. On a 7 through 9, give them plus 1 HX on their sheet and give yourself minus 1 HX.
Okay, that's with, for yeah. not for NPC.
Right.
Keep going.
On a miss, you gotta go. Take minus 1 ongoing until you prove that it's not something like they own you. Or, until you prove that it's not like they own you enough. I'm past this time.
Yeah, this time.
This time. That is one of my favorites.
It is one of my favorites too. And I thought that was a good, you know,
introduction of it.
Yeah. Alright, I think we can probably tie it up for tonight. Are you...
It's not alright, but it was a good scene. It's fine.
So what did you come up with an idea of what you wanted to do?
I came down to... I really want to do Sadiq, but the problem is that he is most certainly not a gun lugger. He's not a chopper. He's not a Maester D.
You can take the touchstone.
No, you want to have that for your character.
I don't
know. No, he's not going to change playbooks. You could totally take it.
I mean,
I'd really rather play Sadiq than, say, Rourke or something.
Then
like
pick
that.
Sadiq and take touchstone. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
Don't
confront me now.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you can take different moves than him if you want to make it sufficiently different.
Well, that's certainly what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, Sadiq. Yeah, because he can only take one other move, and I don't know if the one other move he wants to take is the Skinner move, so.
Yeah, and also, I haven't even used that move, so I could just take a different move.
No, that actually works better for you than I think it does for Sadiq. That particular move. Yes. So,
not really what Sadiq does.
Yeah, I don't think it's what Sadiq does either.
Fair enough.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.